Well, I think that the only way to understand this so-called confusion, because I don't think it really is confusion, I think the confusion is part of the design, put those two things together. I think what we're seeing is the unfolding of, I would call it a master plan that was, it's nothing new. In the old days, we used to study it in history books, and it was called divide and conquer. But today, it's called information dominance and different names, but it boils down to the same thing. There is a group of people in the world who have an agenda, and it's not in our best interest. It's a group that really doesn't have a name. Different people call it different things. They call it the powers that be, you know, because we can't really put a handle on it.
The deep
The deep
state,
state, yeah, or the oligarchy, and all of those words are valid in a sense. But the fact of the matter is, in my view, that there is a group of people that are pretty much running the show behind the scenes, and they're not the ones that we read too much about in the newspapers, and they're not the ones we vote for when we go into the polls. There are these, you know, the hidden forces, the ones which control the money system. If you can control money in the world, you've got a big long lever, as you can imagine. As Lord Rothschild said a couple of centuries ago, he says, "I care not who passes the laws as long as I have the ability to make the money," because you can buy the politicians and you can pay for the armies that will put the kings on the throne and so forth. So those with really deep pockets, if you want to simplify it, are certainly in that category. And they're not the only ones, by the way, but they're in the category because they can literally buy up nations. And meanwhile, the people are going to the polls and voting for the candidates that have been selected by these more hidden forces, and they think they're participating in their own political destiny because they vote for candidate A or candidate B, and the candidates are always arguing against each other. So they think, "Oh, we got a choice here, right?" Well, not really, because they agree on very fundamental issues that are important.